We're going to take the agenda as modified. We need to hear from the Executive Review Committee, and then we're going to revisit the documents policy. We're going to skip the 15-minute break because we don't have any more time. We're going to go quickly to the Code of Conduct discussion, and then we'll see where we are. It is so, Mark, the Executive Review Committee, a brief progress report.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and it is brief. If you turn to Section 5 in your book, and by the way, I did just want to say one quick thing. You know, I am Catholic, and today my 13-year-old daughter is being confirmed, and I'm not home to see her in her white dress. And I didn't come here because I thought I was wasting my time. I think that we are working to build our vision, our sense of a better world. And I don't think we're one of those crazy families that hate each other but come to the reunion anyway. I think we're here because we believe in the progress that we're making. Having said that, the Executive Review Committee is charged to evaluate the performance of the Foundation's Executive Director and the Chief Financial Officer, and to make recommendations to the full board regarding the employment actions, compensation, and performance measures. The members include Reva Antine, who's here. Reva, could you raise your hand? LaVon Williams, Sonali, Colt Hartkar, Melinda Iledon. Melinda, are you still here? Well, she was here earlier. She's from KPFT area. Dana Lejeune from KPFT, who is also the secretary of that committee. Alice Shields from WBAI in New York. Tom Gomez from WPFW and LSB, and Rob Robinson from WPFW. Sav Renhawa, I should know it.
Renhawa.
That was pretty. Oh, okay.
All right.
Yes. From KPFA. Jim DiGiunio from KPFK LSB, Don White from KPFK LSB, also the LSB chair there, Wendy Schroll from KPFT, Steve Brown from WBAI, Steve, if you could just raise your hand, LSB, Kathy Goldman from WBAI, and myself, and I'm serving as chair. Now, just to let you know where the committee is, we've met, we've held an election. We've agreed that we have several key functions, and those of you remember from the other day how important it is, job descriptions, evaluations, how central that is to what boards are asked to do. So what we're going to do are twofold. One is we discovered that there is no current employment contract with the executive director, ED, or the chief financial officer, the CFO. We know that the executive director was initially hired by this board formally June 22nd, 2002 for a preliminary two-year term, and that obviously is coming up. And we're going to be moving forward with our evaluation for that position. The CFO came on the 23rd of February 2003, and we'll be working in that area as well. What we're going to be doing are identifying key parties from which to seek an assessment. We will be actively involving the LSDs in the evaluation of the executive director as per the bylaws. We'll be making recommendations regarding the retention or dismissal of said parties for this body to consider as a whole. We will be investigating and making recommendations to the board regarding the creation of job descriptions as well as employment contracts for both of these key positions. We'll be recommending compensation packages for both as well. And we will also be seeking to create a mechanism, an evaluation item, whereby we could standardize the management assessment activities of the LSBs with respect to the general managers. We'll be working and meeting every 2 weeks in the beginning, probably a little sooner after that, and we should be much further along when we talk to you again in September. I look forward to working with this committee, and we are all very excited and challenged by the work ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. All right. The board, in response to complaints from staff about demands for documents, created a policy to deal with requested documents that we adopted in a phone meeting in an interim way, and we wanted to come before this in a public setting to either revise that policy or affirm it, continue to do it in an interim way. Dave, do you want to briefly describe what we do? Yes, the interim,
the basic interim idea, well, just to motivate it, the idea was that we were told there were an avalanche of requests coming from every angle that we had to handle. So we wanted a central place where we could observe the requests and observe their fulfillment. The basic approach is that any national board member who has an information or document request gives it to their local coordinating committee representative, and the coordinating committee meets every 2 weeks to negotiate with the executive director how it will be handled and to assign it to appropriate parties and to set times for it. As for requests coming from local boards of either general managers or the EDs, they make those requests directly to those people. It has to be approved by the relevant committee or subcommittee, and if there's an issue about its fulfillment, it's referred to the coordinating committee to be handled. And we're supposed to be reporting out each of the requests made and the time frame for fulfillment and the fulfillment at each coordinating committee meeting.
And the chair would entertain a motion to extend this interim policy or adopt it at this point.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion? William.
I'm going to speak against the motion. I feel that we need to discuss more how information disseminates throughout this network. I think that this policy, I'm having a problem with how we're treating the coordinating committee. It seems that every time that there's an issue, it's going to the coordinating committee. And from my understanding, the reason that we have a coordinating committee in this network is because we wanted to move away from having an executive structure and to move toward having a more open body that we can discuss things. And I'd like to propose I don't have a substitute motion because this isn't written down, but I'd like for us to think about other options. And I've worked for the Board of Education. What they've done in their structure is they have what's called a Friday report, meaning every time that an information request is received from a board member at the school district where I live, the superintendent's office is responsible for compiling all of those requests and putting them into a weekly or a once every 2 week report that goes to the full board. This takes the burden off of the coordinating committee, and it also allows them to deal with coordinating what's going on this board rather than trying to coordinate communication of complaints and of information requests going on throughout the network. I trust that the staff that we've hired has the ability and the competence to report out everything, and it's what I expect of both of you, to report out whatever requests you get from this body and from the local station board and to have it in a document that we all can see. If that's what we're talking about, have that fall on the staff. And if something doesn't come in that report, then there should be a process where that can be brought to this board, and it should come to our regular meeting. And if there's a problem that we need to meet more than quarterly, then we need to have a monthly telephone meeting to deal with it. But we don't need to have things happening on this, what's becoming an executive committee.
All right. Just to make clear, it is a public meeting that can be heard. Well, wait a minute. Yeah. It's a public meeting that can be heard by others, but it isn't in an organic public setting as this is. And I want to make sure what the motion was. Was the motion to extend the interim policy, or was the motion to adopt the policy as policy?
Extend.
Extend? Okay. Till the next meeting?
Yes.
Till the next quarterly meeting of the PNB? I know somebody.
I'd like to make an amendment to this motion.
You can't amend it yet. Just let's get straight what it was, okay? Oh, Carol, I said to extend or adopt, and you said so moved, and we're wondering what your motion was. Was it to extend or was it to adopt? If it was to extend, till when?
All right, to extend till September to allow the committee to actually function for a couple of months and see what we can report out in the way of amounts of data requests that are being we don't have enough data yet to, I think, adopt a final policy.
Okay. Thank you. Is there someone who would like to speak in favor of the motion, Mark?
Yes.
I'm generally in favor of it because I think that we do need a mechanism. One of the things the board didn't, and the bylaws did not anticipate the way we're structured, where, you know, we have all these huge committees all over the country and these telephone bills. I mean, this is a small number of people, seven, I'm correct?
Yeah, and perhaps it would be useful to name them again.
Yes. 10, yeah, because the officers? Yes, Marty, would you interject?
Yeah, it's the officers of the board, which include the chair, the vice chair, Henry Cooper, the secretary, Roger Manning, the two executive officers of the corporation, the CFO and the ED, and then one representative from each of the signal areas, and maybe you could raise your hands, those of you who are on the coordinating committee. So it's Dave, Carol, Teresa, and Ambrose and Ray. Yeah.
You're not on the coordinating committee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. But okay. This is the thing that I'm saying.
All right.
Since we did it first temporarily by phone, now we're going to extend it 3 more months. I'm just hoping that I want to be informed about what's coming before that committee, so I have a record to understand what that committee is doing. And once again, as I told you before, I'm a little nervous as with William, because sometimes information coordination becomes policy generation, and yours is to coordinate, not to generate. So I will be watching that because, you know, we all have a tendency to generate a little bit now and then.
Yes, and the minutes have been published and will continue to be. Well, okay. All right. Are you speaking against or for? All right, is there another?
I had a question.
Okay, question.
Well, and it's along the lines of what Mark just said. So the coordinating committee does make a decision about whether the information request is, whether it should be fulfilled or not. They're simply carrying out the information request.
Can I clarify, Chair?
Yes, Dave.
If there's, what we're doing is we're agreeing with the management or with the staff about how it will be done, or we're assigning it to someone else. We don't decide that. If there's any dispute in the coordinating committee coming from staff, we bring it to the full board, as, for example, happened with the salary request. And that we have been scrupulous, and if you've listened to the meetings, we've been scrupulous saying, no, we can't do this and this. This is not executive. It's simply assignment and agreement about time frames.
All right, thanks. Is there anyone who'd like to speak against the motion? Lonnie.
Well, I'd like a little more clarification, if I could, around it. What I'm understanding is that the assignment process is the heart of the way the committee would function. How would a decision be made around whether a particular information request is or is not forwarded to the board? That's my question.
Dave?
It says clearly that if there's a dispute about whether or not the information request is appropriate, as happened with salary, where we had a disagreement about whether that was... wherever there is a disagreement between staff and the body about whether or not it's appropriate, or within the body, we can bring it to the national board.
Well, I didn't bring up the question of dispute. I brought up the issue of assignment. If they agree mm-hmm. not to bring it to the board, would that be permissible? That's my question.
Well, could I clarify this?
Yes, Carol.
All right. The communications policy, everyone should have read it. If a request comes to the coordinating committee that the staff believes is inappropriate, that there's something sensitive that should not be released, the policy says it goes to the board or we get legal advice on it. The only other function of the committee is for Dan to tell the coordinating committee who will provide the information and by what time, because the board is not going to make those decisions. We don't micromanage. Dan is responsible for assigning the task. If the CFO has the information, he will assign the production to the CFO. If the development director has the information, he'll assign the task to the development director and give us a timeline. That's all this is. If there's anything that Dan or Lonnie feels is sensitive or inappropriate, they will notify us, and the policy says it comes to the board.
All right. Is there...
Did that address Lonnie's question? Because I don't feel it did. I don't understand how that addresses whether or not the coordinating committee is able to just refuse a request.
We cannot refuse a request.
Okay, that's what Lonnie asked.
I don't believe. All right. We're voting on whether to close debate on this issue. All in favor? 18. Opposed? 1. All right. That motion carries. So we're going to vote on this on Carol's resolution to extend the policy, the interim policy of the coordinating committee to handle documents requests.
The communications policy.
I'm sorry. To extend the communications policy until the September board meeting. All right. Is it clear? All in favor? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Opposed? 1. All right. Thank you very much. We've dispensed with that.
Too late.
Too late for that. Okay. We have... Don, I understand you don't want to... Okay. We're moving on to the code of conduct. This is an issue that has come up in our board meetings, and I was asked to come up with something. And I looked into a number of codes of conduct for other nonprofits and other organizations, and I didn't find anything that I thought was appropriate. The issue was just a code of conduct for the board, and I think that we need a code of conduct that would extend to all members of the Pacifica family. So I'm putting it to the board. How do you want to proceed on this? I do believe there is a need, and I'm the chair's open to suggestions on how to proceed here. Okay, Henry.
In KPFD, we have started a revising our code of conduct because through the situation that we have gone through since we started to work, we saw that it was necessary not just to have a code of conduct that will slap someone's hands, but to put teeth. And we are working on it in the governance committee to revise all the options. I think that the way that we have accomplished all the work on the LSB in KPFT, it's showing the path to all Pacifica LSPs for what I've been looking at. So I will ask all the directors to be to have the leniency to give us the opportunity to present our results before the next PMB in writing to all of you so that you can have something to look upon and to take it for the PMB. Mm-hmm. I would like to have this kind of trust that we are starting to build and to expedite our work because we're going to get in murky waters, and we are starting to get clean water in KPFT.
Is that a motion?
Yeah. Is that
yes, I will present it as a motion.
Is there a second on Henry's motion?
I second
motion?
The motion.
All right. Could you? Okay. Good. Is there anyone who wants to speak against this?
Yes.
All right, Mark.
Well, I mean, initially, what you said is, what are the comments about the conduct? You know, that's how this began, and then the first was a motion. But what prior to the motion, because it's not really, for me, the motion, it's just that we earlier already passed saying that we want to create this board staff body, this board staff relations special committee that we created earlier. And it seems to me this would be a great place for them to begin. And if they wanted to utilize the document that KPFT is creating as a reference point, that would be for them to decide. But I think the larger issue of conduct
in terms of board staff relations should be handled as the first assignment of this committee that we have now created.
Well,
because conduct will really lead to all the other things we're talking about.
Okay. I just want to say, though, that a code of conduct goes beyond board staff relations. It goes to board relations. It goes to staff relations. It goes to staff listener relations. That's what I believe. I think we need a kind of global document that says this is how we will treat each other in our beloved organization
point,
that everybody cares
point
about.
Point of information? Just a quick point of information. There is an employee handbook which does apply to employees around conduct issues. What I think one of the key questions here is, given the new governance structure and some of the structural changes, which does have an impact, in fact, on the employee handbook, but specifically with the delegates and the directors, that's one area where we do want to look at.
Madam Chair, excuse me.
Just a moment. Let me look at the okay. Yes, Gerald.
Excuse me, Dan, I just want to, does that include the employees?
Mike, get to the mic.
I beg your pardon. Does that include the handbook that you just described? Does that include employees and programmers' behavior on the air? I'll be very specific. I'm talking about Mr. Bensky and his 911 stuff.
No.
No. I just wanted to know, is that included?
Okay. Yes, Ray. And then William, and then
I'm in favor of the motion, although it could be discussed within the context. I agree that it has a value outside of that committee. I'm just concerned, though, that we don't create a kangaroo court. I've heard that, and maybe I'm wrong about KPFT. There's a three strike you out. I mean, what I don't want is a flexible tool that allows us to be accountable without every week running to accusation against individuals. And I would really be wary of that.
William. I just think that I agree with what our chair said, Marty, as far as it's something that it goes beyond board staff relations, but I honestly was looking for leadership from either governance or coordinating to work on this issue, and it's something that, because those two committees are bogged down, it hasn't happened. So I think that the board staff relations committee is going to be the best place for this to start. And we've already requested that Mike Martin give us the information from the LSB handbooks to the board, and that information is going to go to all of us. So I just think that we should move this to board staff relations and really try to use this time here for other things that are more solid. So I move that we table this discussion, move it to the board staff relations committee, and move to the next agenda item.
Seconded.
Okay. All right. It's been moved and seconded that we
refer to board staff relations.
Refer it to the board staff relations committee. Is there any debate on this? All right. So is there any objection to this?
Okay, go
ahead.
I want to echo what Ray said. I think it's important that we're very careful to not create an atmosphere that whoever ends up writing this code of conduct, that we not create an atmosphere of intimidation within our network that people feel uncomfortable about expressing themselves. Although we do see a lot of personal attacks in Pacifica, I just hope that we really make sure that that personal attacks have to be very severe in order to like totally strike somebody out. Also, I think we should pay attention to the issues of union contracts for staff, because issues of discipline for staff are already addressed in their union contract. So as a staff representative, I'd like to make sure that we keep that in our minds when we're crafting a code of conduct. Thank you.
I just want to note that there's a motion and a second on the floor to refer it to a committee that has not been composed. Mm-hmm. We do not know who is on this committee. We don't have a way. We have not discussed how this committee is going to be put together. And I'm uneasy for this motion to go forward until that decision is made.
The chair needs to call the vote, I think, or ask for a statement against it. You asked for an objection. I'm happy to speak in objection.
Okay, Carol, go ahead.
I object to the referring the matter to the board staff relations committee for the reasons Marty just stated, and also because it has no LSB members on it. I think such a wide encompassing policy needs input at the station level. So I will vote against the motion to refer to committee.
Sam and then Sarv.
I'd like to speak in favor of the motion, and I just wanted to articulate a definition for the code of conduct that it not include members of Pacifica outside of LSB members, staff, management at the national level, that a definition exclude members, listener members, when we do a code of conduct. And then finally, I also would like to mention consequences as well, that the consequences be included in here as well.
Germane to the motion to refer to committee?
Yeah. We're talking about a motion to refer to committee. We're talking about referring it to a committee that as yet does not exist.
Yeah,
so,
I'm speaking in favor of that motion.
Okay. Alice.
I'm speaking against I'm speaking against referring it to the newly created, what are we calling it, Board Staff Relations Committee, because my understanding was that committee was established to enhance social interaction between the board and the staff, and I would request that unless that be the task, at least as I understood it, of that committee.
All right.
I'd like to call the question.
All right. Is there a second? Okay. The question's been called on whether to close debate on this issue on Sam's motion to refer a code of conduct to the...
I'm William.
William.
We look a little bit alike.
Not at all, actually, but...
Don't we all?
All right, I'm sorry. You're sitting together. Okay, so is everybody clear what we're doing? We're voting on calling question... All right, how many in favor of closing debate?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Opposed?
16.
Opposed? 1, 2. All right. We're closing debate. We're going to vote on William's motion.
To refer this to committee.
To refer it to, in particularly, the staff board, sorry, relations committee. All right. How many in favor?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We're voting on William's motion.
To
send the code of conduct issue to the board staff relations committee as yet uncomposed.
Now that's more editorial.
That's an editorial comment. There's nothing preventing this body from composing that committee before the meeting ends, and that's not.
That's true. So I don't appreciate that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. How many opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, it passed? I'm sorry, I forgot the first vote. All right, it failed.
I'd like a vote count.
We're going to re-vote. How many in favor of the motion to refer to the Board Staff Relations Committee?
Point information, please. What is the motion?
All right, the motion is to refer the code of conduct issue to the board staff relations committee. Okay? Clear? Sorry? Okay. How many are in favor of this motion? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. How many are opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Passes. All right. Now, I believe we need to get to the... I'm uncomfortable moving on without discussing, at least for 10 minutes, the composition of this committee.
Could we volunteer?
How many people would... Let's look. Who would like to be on this committee?
We decided...
All right. That's not going to work. Yes, Gerald.
Look, I don't think it makes sense to have New Yorkers on the committee. because y'all had opposed it. Y'all was against it.
But I'm going to work for it. I'm going to make it work.
That's not true.
Okay, order, please.
You,
order.
Plus, they're the ones we're talking about.
All right.
That's not fair.
Point of order?
Yes, Carol.
Our bylaws tell us how to constitute the committee. One director from each station elected by IRV, because there's one position available. From WBAI, they've got four directors. We choose one. We've got four directors from KPFA. If only one volunteers from each station area, fine. De facto, they're it. So can we find out how many volunteers there are from BAI and whether we need to elect them? If there's only one?
Two.
Two. All right. We need to choose.
Three.
Carol, actually, it's at least. I don't think there's anything in there because this is a new animal we've created that says that. But I think it makes sense to do that.
All right. Perhaps, please, Carol.
I actually still have the floor.
Yes, you do.
All right. It does say at least. So we could have all four directors from all five stations and have a 20-person committee.
That would not.
Or we could have some other number from each station area. So I propose that I'm going to make a motion that we constitute this committee with one director from each of the five station areas and one affiliate director.
Second.
Can I make an amendment to that, Carol?
Wait. It's already been seconded. Let's just wait a moment. So you're talking about a six-person committee?
Yes.
And are you thinking, though, that one of the staff people should be on
it's a board staff. Board staff relationship.
Yes.
Well, that we also appoint the five general managers, the archives director, the CFO, and the executive director.
Second.
Yeah, just to clarify beforehand, the typical body that would dialogue in this kind of process would be the administrative council. And that would be the body that we would look to dialoguing.
Right, so that's what I moved, including the archives director.
Madam Chair, I would object the archives director.
I'm sorry. I think you're out of order because the chair hasn't even called on you, Dan.
Okay, here is the deal, please. Carol is making a motion. I would like you to restate it, Carol, so we're all clear on what your motion is.
That one director from each of the five stations be elected. And by IRV for each station, one affiliates director, the five general managers, the archives director, the CFO, and the executive director.
Okay, no, we are leaving the, quote, administrative council is not in the motion.
The motion does not name the administrative council. It names the five general managers, the archives director, the CFO, and the executive director, and I particularly want the archives director on this board staff relations committee because I believe he has been disciplined for speaking with board members.
Okay. Now, is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I just want to make, because the motion has been restated, so now it's clear. All right. The motion is on the floor. Now, I'd like to hear somebody speak. We're going to alternate pro and con. Please speak just for a minute. Stacy, will you time people for a minute? Ray.
I'd like to speak against it. As stated, I believe that the purpose of the committee is to resolve issues between different parties. The primary way to design a committee is not to launch structural lines, but to involve the parties in the discussion. So that I'm against limiting the amount of board members to one on the technicality that's a recommended board structure.
Okay, we have someone speak for Sonali.
I'd like to speak for the motion. I think it's a really good idea, and I think that limiting the membership of this committee doesn't mean that they're not going to be talking to the parties involved. For example, they could organize a hearing where they could invite all of the parties involved in certain disputes to present their case, pro and con, and then try to figure out a way to mediate between them. So I think limiting the membership simply allows a limit on the number of people that may set policies on how to deal with these issues, but that they can talk to and should talk to all parties involved in any dispute.
Against.
So I agree that the motion should go.
Against. William.
I just would like to know why everyone has to be involved in everything at the discussion level. I think that one board member is enough. I think that we could look at having a member from management, like one or two GMs on it. I think we could, and I think that that could be up for discussion. I think that what's at hand right now is electing five board members to this committee, one from each station area, and we could look at how much of the management staff and how much of the national staff we really need. I'm hoping that Dan Coughlin and Lonnie Hicks don't have to sit on every single committee that deals with staff issues. That's why we have a staff, why we have staff directors on here. Hopefully five of those five seats, some of them go to the staff members that are on it. We'll have a member from management. We'll have some listeners. We'll have a good time. So I'm against the current motion, but I really would like to see it revert back to just the five board members and for us to then have more discussions. We're really moving. We can always add people to this committee.
Time, William. Thank you.
Move it along.
Speaking in favor, Miguel.
Yes. I'm in favor of that because I think that the situation in terms of the relationship is really getting out of hand, and which means that for the people who saw some of the thing in the past, how a simple problem turned out to be a serious issue. And I think that we need to make a stop specifically because of the kind or the needs that this country is having today for Pacifica, and we need to concentrate on serious issue, but we need to put our house in order. So that's the reason I'm in favor of that. And the other thing is that people should see the dynamic in terms of the different people that are here, and they would like to have some representation that engage in a serious dialogue. Even I know it will take some time and we are very busy, but this is a serious, serious matter.
Okay, Teresa.
I've seen a couple situations lately where everybody is involved, and I want listener sponsors to be empowered, and I want staff to be empowered, but it seems like when we've had some difficulties and a person didn't get their way, they went to other people to kind of get them to support their side. And I don't think this has to be a large group of people. I agree with William that maximum five, and if the affiliate reps, I mean directors, don't want to be on it, fine. I think as small as possible, maybe just five people and Lonnie and Dan. I think that any decisions that are made will ultimately have to be taken to this group. So to create a big council or a big congress out of it, I think is overcomplicating an opportunity that we have just to talk on just a low key. Working through some interpretations of, you know, or misinterpretations of what's happening. Thank
you. Thanks. Is there anyone else who wants to speak for the proposal?
I would like to clarify.
Okay, Carol.
In our executive session, we said that the committee would be a confidential committee and would not include LSB members. Therefore, some of the objections I've heard about, well, we could bring listeners in, we could bring, you know, we decided not to do that. So it can only consist of P&B members and management per our prior recommendation.
Okay, are we ready to vote? Gerald.
I just think this is actually more important than people know. And sometimes what happens is just adding on people, it becomes counterproductive is what I'm worried about. See, I think this, we have a chance here to do something very important and, you know, and reverse a negative trend. Let's not bungle it by over-politicizing the problem. Let's let a small group of people that we trust get together and come up with some intelligent proposals. Thank you.
All right. I would like to get to a vote. Could, with your...
I'll call
William,
questions.
You've spoken, and I... Alice, have you spoken to this?
No.
All right. If you want, if you feel it's necessary, go ahead.
May I? I just, I'm not sure where. All right. My thought is that five directors from each station and the CFO and the ED and leave it there for the time being and see how that works, because the ED and the CFO are the superiors to the GMs, and maybe we could start there with this smaller group and see how it works.
We need a substitute motion.
No, well, let's just get this motion
off. I call
off.
The question.
Thank you. All right, so the question's been called on closing the debate on this issue. How many in favor? Opposed? All right, we're going to vote on Carol's motion.
Can we hear
which,
the motion?
Yes. Well, you want to repeat it, Carol? Oh, I have it. All right. The Board Staff Relations Committee consists of one director from each station, one affiliate director, the five GMs, the archives director, the ED, and the CFO. All right, all those in favor? I'll read it again, okay? Because there seem the motion is that the Board Staff Relations Committee consists of one director from each station, chosen by instant voting vote of IRV, one affiliate director, five GMs, the archives director, the ED, and the CFO. All right. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four. Those opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
I abstain.
Seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12. All right. The motion's defeated.
Chair?
Yes, Roger.
I move that we create this committee in the way that Alice Shields presented.
May I repeat that with a slight... Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I forgot to include five directors, one from each station, one affiliate director, and the ED and the CFO. May I say that? Does that sound okay?
Identical motion.
No, it isn't. I forgot
she added
to say
an affiliate.
I forgot to say one affiliate director.
All right. Is there a second to Alice's motion or Roger's motion?
May I ask a question?
No, okay. Just a moment. Is there a second?
I second the motion.
All right. Discussion. Thanks. All right, Teresa.
Madam Chair, because we only have two affiliate directors, and I realize that they might feel pressed to be on so many different committees and spread kind of thin, can we possibly amend this to say an affiliate director, in parentheses, if they choose, you know, if they choose?
Yeah. It's acceptable to me.
All right. Mark.
Okay. Now, Madam Chair, I consider myself a very engaged board member. You know, I'm on several committees, and I do the work. My concern here is yet here is another committee, and the only thing that's the difference between this committee in terms of membership, well, I guess the people could change, but in terms of positions and the coordinating committee is the presence of yourself. I mean, it's the same committee, five directors, the affiliate if they want to go, the CFO. I mean, the officers are the only thing that are missing in terms of making, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. Are we creating a committee that's doing, are we sure that we can't
use
that in the other
committee.
Function? Yeah. Because then we already have nine committees. Just remember, y'all, and some people not coming. You know who you are.
Just no. Gerald?
Yeah, I'd like to make an unfriendly amendment that we strike.
No, I'm serious.
That we strike the five managers and we strike.
No, the amendment on the floor is
GM.
They're out of there in this amendment, in this resolution.
Okay.
No.
Also, give Lonnie a break. We can deal with Dan, and that compacts it. How about that?
All right. Well, your amendment's out of order because you were amending a motion that doesn't exist. So
he just amended them.
No, he didn't understand. All right, please.
I would like to hear the motion one more time. I don't believe this board knows what the motion is.
Here is the motion. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Is my mic on?
Yes. Go
I
around.
Move that the board staff relations committee consist of one director from each of the five stations, one affiliate director, if they wish, in parentheses, the ED and the CFO.
Okay, that is the motion. It's been seconded. It's on the floor. Now, is there...
Madam Chair?
If there's no objection, can we go to a vote on this motion?
There's an objection.
All right.
I don't think we should do this here. The composition of this committee requires some discussion. I'd like to move to table it until a special board meeting that we're having in 2 weeks anyway, so we can discuss with each other what makes the most sense rather than to continue to take more time in doing this and populating. Let's prepare the thing, get in the chute. In 2 weeks, it'll be done. I move
second.
To table till the second
All right,
special board meeting.
That's been moved in second.
I second.
Can we just vote on Dave's motion to lay it to a special meeting?
Discussion,
all right.
Discussion.
Okay, all those in favor?
No.
This is special meeting?
We're voting to table this issue until the special meeting that we're going to call anyway in 2 weeks to discuss the elections issues. It'll be a phone meeting. And the motion to lay it on the table. Okay. How many in favor?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, what?
All right. I'm sorry. We're going to have to vote again.
What?
Because it's. How many in favor? To lay it on the table. Until 2 weeks when we have our special meeting, which we need to set. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed to laying it on the table. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, that fails. Yeah. So now we're back to discussing this motion, which is still on the table. William.
Madam Chair, I have a substitute motion. And I'm going to state a 15-second purpose for it, and I promise, and I'll shut up. My motion, 5 members from the 5 station areas will serve on this committee. Purpose, we can invite whoever we want to come to this committee as possible. This committee is not going to have any votes that are necessary, that are that crucial, and eventually the coordinating committee will get to the business of this. But as of right now, the coordinating committee has not dealt with board staff. The governance committee hasn't dealt with it. So let's just put 5 members on it, let them deal with it, and then once they have recommendations, the coordinating committee can get back to handling the business. But they haven't been doing it thus far. But you've been handling a whole lot of other stuff. Props to you.
I second the motion.
All right, so you're saying you want the committee to just consist of 5 directors?
That's my substitute motion.
Not with the ED and the CFO?
No, we can invite them to come to a meeting.
Oh, wait a minute.
Why do they need to be on a committee? The committee is going to be coming up with recommendations.
Henry, point of information.
I have a question.
Sonali.
I have a question about that in terms of our compliance with bylaws, and also would that be just 5 directors from any station? So suppose there were all 4 directors from the New York area and 1 from D.C.?
5 directors, 1 from each station
area. 1 from each station, okay.
Point of information, Chair?
Yes.
So are you saying that one party can solve that problem? No, I'm talking about...
Board staff.
Right, without including the staff.
Put 5 people on the committee. I mean, is this directed to me? Because if not, I'll shut up.
Chair.
It's already been...
Are you directing it to me?
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes, Chair. Just a moment, Teresa.
I call the question.
All right, the question's been called.
All right,
it's been seconded, moved and seconded that we close debate. On William's motion. William's motion is that this committee would consist of 5 people, representative from each of the signal areas, from each station.
And no staff.
A director.
Yes, a director from each station area.
Oh, that's half.
All right. So we're calling the question on closing debate on this motion. All those in favor?
14, 15. Opposed? One. Okay. We're closing debate. We're going to vote on William's issue. I mean motion. How many in favor?
I got an issue.
I'm sorry.
Would you restate the motion, please?
The motion is that this board staff relations committee consists of a director from each of the stations only. 5 members. All right. How many in favor?
3.
How many opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
14. So that motion fails.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I have a substitute motion.
Vicki, please into the mic.
I have a substitute motion to propose.
Shh. Vicki.
I'd like to propose that we refer the composition of this committee to the governance committee to be reported back to the board at our special meeting in 2 weeks.
Hey.
All right. Is there any discussion on this, or can we go to a vote? All right. Would you repeat the motion, Vicki?
To refer the composition of this committee to the governance committee, which is scheduled to meet, and to that the governance committee report back to the full board at our special meeting, which is to be convened by telephone in approximately 2 weeks.
I have a point of information. Is this the same governance committee that hasn't convened yet?
Yes.
That has committed to convene.
Yes, meeting this week.
Ambrose, yeah, it's... Please, folks, we need to try to get through this. Yes, Lonnie.
Well, it's getting late. Do we know the composition of the governance committee?
Yes, that's all.
Could we have that stated?
Ambrose, does somebody have that to hand? Teresa, read the governance committee.
I have all but 2 of the people. I have Marty Derlin, Max Blanchet, Carol Spooner, and Willie Thompson from KPFA, William Walker, Grace Aaron, and Sonali Kahatkar from KPFK, and Harrison Weil from KPFK, Henry Cooper, Samuel Kateka, Mike Martin, Deb Shafto from KPFT, although I don't think that Sam Kateka has been voted on. Kathy Goldman, Miguel Maldonado, Roger Manning, and Paul Martin from WBA. And from WPFW, I only have Ambrose Lane. I didn't write the others down.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Jermaine, who's on the committee.
No.
Excuse me. You are not. You're out of order, Dave. Mark.
I believe that the question is, are the positions. My understanding, the governance committee is made up of 1 PMB rep and 2 LSB delegates. Because you've got several where you have multiple, but it's made up of 1, that's what you want to know, 1 PMB representative and 2 LSB delegates from the 5 stations, period.
And Marty. Elected Marty to it.
And the chair.
Well, that was just because I volunteered to be on that committee. It's not by virtue of being chair. It was a board member thing. Okay. Gerald.
I don't think it's relevant who's on it.
I know. I was asked.
The question is, when is it meeting so that we know it's meeting before the other meeting?
Ambrose, do you want to tell us when this committee is meeting, please?
This coming week.
This coming week.
All right. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Teresa.
Madam Chair, I'm opposed to this because I think that we are wrong when we think that we can get on a telephone conference and have votes and have people state why they want to be on this committee and have it simpler. I think we just have to go with the plan and have people state why they feel and go with the vote now. Because it only really makes it more complicated to table these things to telephone conferences.
I have a proposal.
Mark.
My concern, I know that, look, we're talking about a key issue that came out of this. We say we want to improve relations with the board and staff. We want to create a mechanism that will be effective to begin to cut through some of the chase. My thing is that we're trying to do this. You know, we're rushing into that. That's why I like Vicky's motion. It gets 2 weeks. The world will not fall. We'll promise that we won't beat up Dan or Lonnie between now and then. That 2 weeks will give us time to think about it, give the governance something to do when they first come together, and then let's listen to the recommendations when we meet again in 2 weeks anyway. Why rush it now?
The question.
We can't solve it now.
Call the question.
All right.
Is
there a second? All right. The question's been called on closing debate on Vicky's motion. All those in favor?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed?
14.
15. Opposed? 1. All right. We're going to vote on Vicky's motion that the issue of the composition of this committee be referred to the governance committee in its first meeting. That's the motion.
I thought it was for recommendation back to the full board in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. For recommendation back to the full board in 2 weeks. Yes. Is that all right? Is everyone clear on the motion? All right. Do you want to repeat it, Vicky?
That the composition of this committee, the issue of the composition of this committee, be referred to the governance committee for its next meeting to make recommendations back to the full board at our telephone meeting to be held in approximately 2 weeks.
Could I ask for the clarification that we change this committee to the board staff relations committee?
Sure. All right. All those in favor, please raise your hand.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, I'm voting to give it to the governance committee.
Yay.
All right. We have dispensed with that item. Just a moment. All right, let me just talk a bit about where we are in our agenda. It is 5 minutes past 1 o'clock. We originally intended to adjourn at 1:30. We became an hour behind. We still there's a major agenda item that has been left out, which is a discussion of network priorities. We also, and I see Dan is he out of here or something? Okay. We need to hear from the ED on two crucial issues, the Free Speech Radio News situation and the election coverage, Pacifica's planned election coverage. We need to discuss the next meeting, the time and place, and then there is some unfinished and, or at least there's, the unfinished business would be, I think, to set the time of the special meeting, and there is new business. So,
Madam Chairman.
Yes, Mark.
I know that you want to move forward with this,
yes,
and I wanted to remind you that we do have those little salads out there waiting. I mean, would it be possible if we put a, you know, limit on the things when we return that we could, you know, maybe do like, you know, 5 minutes to take our ticket and get something to eat?
Yeah, okay. This is what I suggest. I suggest that we do not have time for a discussion of network priorities. I think we do have time to hear from Dan on FSRN and the election coverage. We must discuss the next time, the meeting time and place, and there's some special business. Can we agree on that as agenda items?
That's what I'm saying is that we don't have time.
Madam Chair, will I have opportunity to make a correction on the Election Review Committee meeting?
Yes, you will, Kalanji. Thank you.
Point of order. I suppose we need to vote to extend the time for the meeting to do these things, and maybe we can set that time.
How about this for a suggestion? We break. We have 7 or 8 minutes to go get our lunch, to come back to this table and reconvene. And then we go until 2 o'clock when we adjourn, and we fit as much business as we can into that 45 minutes.
So moved.
All right, without objection? All right, we're in recess until 1:15.
Don't forget your pink tickets.